It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. This morning I'm being joined in studio by Patty and Allie Smith. Now up on November 19th, we are going to have the second annual Giving Bowl. And who doesn't like to get out and play a little flag football? Well, this is flag football with a cause. All the funds raised are going to go to purchase meals and food for Thanksgiving for families in our area. This is the second year they've done this. We're going to talk with Patty about, you know, what kind of brought this on and how they kind of came up with the idea. We'll let you know everything about divisions, how many people you can have on your team, all that good stuff. And then we'll kind of wrap up with, you know, if you don't want to play, if you could donate money and what you need to do to get that, and then what all the funds they'll do with and make sure that families in our area have a great Thanksgiving. Patty and Allie, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having us.
So, Patty, let's get started with this. This is the second year you've done this. So, last year, what kind of made you think about doing this as a project, really?
Actually, my son, he came up with the idea and we kind of ran with it. He was a Sterling Scholar for Carbon High last year, and they had to have service hours. And he came up with the idea that he wanted to help people in need for Thanksgiving. So, he decided that we needed to throw a flag football tournament. We had so much fun, and it was such a success that we decided to do it again.
And you said last year, 600 pounds of food?
Yeah, we purchased over 600 pounds of food. We fed over 20 families, and we were able to donate $250 to Carbon Cares for Kids.
So that's quite a bit just for one, for your first event. So yeah, you had to do another one, right?
Yeah, we had to do another one.
Might as well keep it going. And this is a lot of fun. Everybody loves to get out and play flag football. Yeah. And you know what? It's that time of year and all that stuff. So Allie, we're going to kind of switch to you for just a moment and talk about, you know, if people are out there, what they need to know as far as signing up, like how many people they can have on a team, what the age groups are, and all that good stuff.
So you can have 5 to 7 players on your team, and the games are 5v5. The cost per player is $5, and there's a middle school age bracket, a high school age bracket, and a 19 and up adult bracket.
And you know what? Guys that are 19 and up always feel like they've got something to prove. and so, you know, kind of going out and maybe reliving something, just be careful, I guess is all we can say. So where is this going to be held at?
All games will be played at USU Eastern on their soccer fields. They'll start at 9 a.m. Registration will be at 8:30. We'd like to challenge our defending champions to come back and defend their title.
Get out there and do that. You want to call them out by name? Call them out by name. That's entirely up to you.
Oh, they know who they are. And those people, those older gentlemen who almost won, come and take home the trophy this year.
And so now, are there different trophies for it? Is there a trophy for each division? Is that how it works?
There are trophies for each division. And we've had some amazing support from local businesses. So we have a great prize packet. We have some bowling passes. Some restaurants have donated gift certificates, axe throwing. Just a lot. Movie passes. Our prize packet's pretty awesome for the winners.
So, and really the great thing about it all is you're getting out. First, you're getting exercise, and all the funds are going to go to a very, very worthwhile cause. So let's close out here just by kind of saying, okay, Patty, you get all the money, and then where does it go from there? What do you guys do with it?
We take all of the money raised and we purchase food. We go directly to the stores. We've had some local stores willing to help us get food at cheaper costs so we can feed more people. And then any extra that we have after we run out of families that don't need it, we donate to Carbon Cares for Kids.
And that is a great, great organization as well. Now, if you're saying that, like, maybe people that participate know and give you the names of some people.
Yes.
But if you are out there, if you're just a member of the community that maybe knows someone that might need the help or anything like that, can they kind of nominate someone and get a hold of you to do that?
Yes. If you know somebody in need that could use a meal for Thanksgiving, reach out, give us a call. We take all of the names and do the best we can to feed everybody.
All right. Now, if people need more information on this event, what do they need to do? What's the best way to get a hold of you? I know if you go online, you've got to fill out the Google document for the registration, but you can also send them that, correct?
Yes, I can send you the link. You can contact me on my cell phone. That's probably the easiest way to get a hold of me. Either call or text me, and I'll get back to you. The form is on my Facebook page and my daughter's Instagram account. But if you need us to send the form directly to you, we can do that too.
All right. How do they get a hold of you?
My phone number is 650-4909.
All right. This is, once again, the second annual Giving Bowl, November 19th. Registration 8:30, you said. Games start at 9?
Register before if you can. Sign in. 8:30, games start at 9. Remember, your teams can be co-ed. They can be all-girl teams or all-boy teams.
So, and once again, everything goes to such a great cause, a great worthwhile cause. You're going to get out, you're going to get some exercise, have some fun, and you're going to be helping those that need it the most during Thanksgiving. Patty and Allie, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate you taking out the time and appreciate you putting this together. This is awesome. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Thank you. One more thing. We've had some businesses reach out that don't have a team, but they want to donate money to the cause. If you want to go that route, give me a call. We'll work something out.
All right. Once again, it's the second annual Giving Bowl, November 19th, going on up on the campus of USU Eastern there on the soccer fields.
Mm-hmm.
Get out there. Get a team together. Go have some fun. Ladies, as always, once again, thank you for coming in today.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.